producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go to as many calls as we can in this short segment ahead of Anthony Gucciardi and David Knight joining us in studio. Ray in California, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me?
Sure can, brother.
I just had a suggestion for the listening audience. I started tithing for open source projects, alternatives for like YouTube and Skype and things like that. And I found out that it's pretty easy to run a lot of the user-friendly OSs for Linux. If you just go to Craigslist and post under gigs that you want someone to help you with some specific project, it's a pretty great solution for getting everything from torrents services set up.
That's right. Some of the best tech help you can get is from the great open source community that wants to work together. You can really do some amazing things. I've seen our crew, my IT people, not be able to, you know, figure something out with establishment companies. They just go to the web and talk to folks out there, the great crew we have, and they help innovate and come up with solutions.
And also I have a suggestion for your show, kind of open two suggestions. I think you're on Twitter and Facebook. Maybe you should also link your Twitter account with the hashtags to Diaspora, that open source alternative where they kill
themselves. I agree. We should be on all those platforms. Listeners, do it for us. Set us up. You know, create fan pages on everything. You know, don't wait for our permission. I've got more fires I can put out. We need your help. I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Thank you for the call. JJ in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, he's gone. Let's take another caller. Let's talk to Ray in California. You're on the air, Ray.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Alex?
Yes.
Okay, there's a little echo on here. I wanted to know, first of all, I got a couple of points.
So everybody knows the Talos system is the standard talk radio system. When we go to you, you'll hear a pshhh, so that's what you heard. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, last week I talked to you and Steve Quayle was on the air.
Yes, go ahead.
And I brought the point where I thought maybe we were beyond the revelation. And he stated that no, we were not, and that the BP oil spill and the Fukushima Daiichi incident were intentionally done. And then he went into a little bit about Montana. What I wanted to state is that the Pacific Ocean in and of itself, I believe, is more than one-third of the waters. And I believe that the one-third of the waters destroyed is after a nuclear holocaust occurs.
All right, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Will in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi, I'm Will from Richmond, Virginia. I just wanted to say that Tommy Loren from the One American News Network, last night I was up at like 1:30, I just woke up, and she was saying that the Spanish government was put out a statement saying they were worried about the ISIS now creating a bioweapon of Ebola, as if they would have the capabilities to do that.
Yeah, that was in the AP last week that they're saying ISIS created. Look, ISIS is a real terror group, but they're funded by Western governments. But they don't need to fund ISIS to go get Ebola as suicide martyrs and come over here, because our own government brings in the Ebola patients and lets them tramps all over the place. That's the point we're making. Is they're all hyping up Ebola being brought in by terrorists. What about being brought in by these open borders and these airplanes allowed to fly in?
Yeah, it's incredible. They're not doing the thing.
It is, Will. Great point. Maria in North Carolina, last caller. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Alex. My question is about the number of doctors and nurses that are involved in the health care of the Ebola patients here. We know that they're asking for quarantine for the other people, but what happens to the doctors and nurses that are actually treating the Ebola patients here? Where do they go after work? What are the protocols, if any, that are imposed upon them?
There aren't, and that's what I'm saying, is that normally they would do this. Why are they saying it's a non-issue? I don't know, Maria. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. In fact, we're going to talk about it in the next segment with Anthony Gucciardi on the Ebola subject. and a lot of other known things we know the globalists are doing to poison the food and water supply. We'll talk election with David Knight as well. God bless you all. InfoWars.com. Tell your friends and family. Tune in.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, one NASA rocket blew up early last week, and then on Friday, Virgin Atlantic's space plane came down to ground, dropping like a rock. One of the pilots killed, the other parachuting out. I tell you, I don't even like Sir Richard Branson's politics on many fronts, but I really admire trailblazing, like I said last hour. This is what all innovation basically takes and needs, and there's going to be risk. There's going to be lost lives. And when I watch the media early on begin a demonization campaign of folks trying to bring us private spaceflight and innovation, it's really disgusting to watch a bunch of armchair quarterbacks who have made their way in the establishment crony system criticizing trailblazers, especially the pilots, the test pilots inside of that spaceship. It's similar to some of the space planes the military had 30 years ago. Most of that was classified because so many pilots died, and Americans didn't have the stomach anymore for people like Chuck Yeager who openly risked their lives. The deaths have basically been secret. And the intel I've got is not in space so much, but on the ground, more than 2,000 dead test pilots, and a lot of them in space planes. And I had that from Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, that it was very high numbers. And I said, hundreds? And he put his thumb up in the ballroom in L.A. where we were on C-SPAN doing a TV program. And I said, 500, 1,000? And his thumb kept going up. And I said, 2,000? He goes, yeah, I think you got your... I mean, that's pretty amazing. And I've got Anthony Gucciardi here to talk about some really serious issues, but I thought I would just add those points because I hadn't gotten to it earlier. Back when we had heroes who were inventors, who were trailblazers, who were doing things like this, we were a very innovative Renaissance society. When it became football players and basketball players, society started falling apart, ladies and gentlemen. So my real rock stars are innovators and trailblazers. And so I've got to say, the pilots of these craft, regardless of what goes on with Branson, you know, he said he would have his kids fly on it and stuff like that. Look, space flight's very dangerous. I mean, look at NASA. People say, oh, there's rockets are blowing up all the time. It's a miracle they don't blow up more often. This is cutting edge. And that's why the government keeps it secret from the public, the real space program. They admit 80% of it's secret because the public can't handle the truth. Anthony Gucciardi, briefly, your take on the whole Richard Branson situation and the space plane falling like Icarus from the heavens.
Well, you know, it's easy to take advantage of this situation by the mainstream media and say, well, look at him. We can't do this. We can't make these leaps and bounds. But it's always the trailblazers that are blamed for the fallacies that happen in their invention and in their ingenious. Look at the creation of the light bulb. For example, there were naysayers saying that it was a horrible idea and that people could die from electrocutions and similar things. Or if you even look at aqueduct systems, every single time that a major invention is created, people are always going to attack it. And same thing for information. So I think it's very courageous in many ways to actually try things knowing that it could blow up in your face publicly and knowing that you could look like a fool despite your attempts to innovate. And I think Richard Branson is going to go and do it again because he doesn't care. he actually wants to innovate in many ways. And, of course, you know, he's not perfect, but he wants to innovate in ways that...
I overall like him.
Yeah, me too.
It's just that I wish he didn't have some of his liberal tendencies, but it just seems that's what most of these people are into. Speaking of innovation, Liam McAdoo had a piece on Friday that was just shocking. The majority of people she talked to on the hike and bike trail on the pedestrian bridge in downtown Austin, Texas, where this broadcast originates from, agreed with basically banning humans in cars, saying it's safer to have robots drive. Who runs the robots? Who programs the system? It's like the smart meters have been caught in California and Texas gouging people and surveilling on all your other wireless activity and selling it through the power company to private interest. This is ubiquitous. I'm all into technology. I've been a trailblazer in alternative media using alternative systems. So I'm all about innovation. But Time Magazine 2 weeks ago, I've harped on this a lot, had this headline article, "It's Time to Ban Humans Driving Cars." And it endorses, well, here's the headline, roughly 10 years from now, we will see the end of human driving, a seminal moment of the first half of the 21st century. And we went out and talked to Austin. I was like, yeah, ban humans and cars. It's for the Earth. Don't you understand? It's about building a planet with technology where we're not even part of it or part of the future. Then enters the globalist paradigm, eugenics. So the reason I invited you into this segment and the next, then David Knight's coming up, and I want you to join us with him and talk about the election, Anthony, is the fact that when you look at this, they are building a planet where the majority of us won't even be alive. So I wanted to go over three or four examples from even mainstream news that you've got there in front of you of where they are targeting us with things that are killing us, as the fluoride, you know, as the BPH, as the glyphosates hit us, cancer, diabetes, every other disease is skyrocketing. Instead of people asking for donations at every store I go to for cancer research and then telling me I'm a bad person, so I don't give them money, I'd give money if they were doing fundraising to start an investigation of why it was skyrocketing. Find out why it's skyrocketing. Sure, try to find a cure, but knowing what's causing it is the issue and then stopping that. Anthony Gucciardi, tell us what's coming up.
We're going to talk about the three ways, the three proofs that time and time again, peer-reviewed research, mainstream media admits the government is pushing things on us that are making us stupid, making us infertile, and actually killing us, downright killing us. We're going to talk about the studies, and we're going to say, why is this happening, and correlate that to the Ebola issue right now and other things going on, and outline how you can protect yourself against all of it.
That's right, because we have these Ebola headlines for InfoWars.com back on Friday. CDC to purchase body bags in anticipation of more Ebola deaths. That's an InfoWars.com article right off the Fed BizOps website. DrudgeReport.com picked that up. Here's another one. Government agencies scramble to purchase hazmat suits, more than 1 million. And our inside source said 250,000 of those are being sent to Dallas, where they think Ebola could be spreading. And I've been saying it. Obama's waiting till after the election, Anthony. Till after next Tuesday, just a couple days from now, they're waiting to then announce. And I don't think it's going to be a huge pandemic or something, but clearly we've got the confirmed reports from medical doctors we know on and off record saying they're disappearing people who have Ebola-like symptoms. How bad do you think it really is?
I know it's bad because not only have the doctors told us those things, but I see the mainstream media downplaying the Ebola epidemic. When they were freaking out about it in the beginning, for many good reasons, or they were overhyping it. But now you even go to CNN and it's like not a big deal. Drudge is the only one really, really pushing this with some of the articles we've written, and the only one actually saying, hey, this is still an issue, releasing people after less than 21 days quarantine, not even quarantine.
All the other countries ban the flights coming in.
In Africa.
Or restrict them. But then we're bad to say maybe we should look at that. And then Obama comes out last Thursday and says, oh, I think you'll see some more Ebola cases. Get ready for that. He's getting people ready.
Spanish officials are saying ISIS is going to use Ebola to create outbreaks throughout the world in the United States. No one cares.
No, it's not ISIS. I mean, maybe they will. No, it's not ISIS. We know it's this doctor who knew he was sick and lied to the cops in New York and went on the subway and restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think?
They're arrogant about it.
Something. And then this nurse refusing and running around in Maine. What's going on?
Well, the whole thing is, that's the question. What is going on? Because we can't be surprised when Ebola outbreaks happen.
That's it. We don't know exactly what's going on, folks, but we know there's a cover-up going on.
Yes. And we know it's not logical to basically say publicly, the State Department, yeah, come on over from Liberia, Sierra Leone, we'll treat you. You know, if you have Ebola, we'll send you to the best hospitals in the world in the United States. You don't have to pay for it. Just like the illegals, just come on over. If you have Ebola, this is the place to be.
This is how you bring America down. You get the globalist in, you open the borders. We're going to cover with David Knight coming up. He has articles, mainstream news out of Chicago and other areas, where they have ballot initiatives in Illinois to just let foreigners vote. I mean, they're open now. This has reached Twilight Zone proportions.
Why would the illegals not come here? Why would an Ebola patient not come here? If I had Ebola and I was somewhat selfish, personally, I would probably just die and not infect anyone else. But if I had Ebola and I wanted to be treated, I would get on a plane. I'd take some Advil or equivalent, get the fever down, you know, kind of lay low, get on the plane, get over here, and then go to the hospital. Say, yeah, I have Ebola. And guess what? They may survive.
The UN's own mathematicians at the WHO said that by the end of December, by January 1st, 1.4 million Ebola cases in Africa. I mean, if we think with 100,000 or whatever it is, or 200,000, it's bad now, imagine when it's 1.4 mil, and they're hanging off the plane skids, the wheels, to get over here. And then the new trendy thing to do, I guess, is to drink Ebola blood to prove you're not racist.
It reminds me of that kid who ran away from home several months ago, and he actually hid in the plane.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25.
HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Such beautiful music.
This magic moment.
As America realizes.
So different and so new.
They wake up to progressive cancer, just like you and me too.
And then it happened.
The sleeping giant began to arise. Sweeter than wine. We love you, folks. We love liberty. We love truth. We love justice. We love freedom. We love 700 horsepower cars. And we love Marilyn Monroe. And we love John Wayne. And we love humanity marching forward with freedom. And we love discovering what a fabulous universe we live in. But we also discover there's always control freaks and scum who don't want people to be free, who have to be dealt with. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Anthony Gucciardi, Infowars.com, and StoryLeak.com writer, joins us. And we've got David Knight coming up in the next segment. You were getting cut off by the break. I guess you didn't have your headphones on to hear the music, Anthony. But you were getting into the, yeah, it's not just been that one guy that flew across the world hanging on the wheels of the plane. And then even though the wheels go up in the plane, it's not pressurized. Surviving at 37,000 feet, that's amazing. That's happened a lot. When I say hanging off the helicopter skids, I think of 1975 and the fall of Saigon in Vietnam. And that you've got millions of people set to get Ebola in Africa. What a disaster. And they're saying, don't worry. But hey, State Department says, go ahead and bring folks over who aren't even U.S. citizens. How is Obama and these people going to get away with it as it starts to spread? It's so reckless. See, people ask, why am I so concerned? It's so reckless, and they've turned all the default protections off that it tells you there's some other big motive here. This is wildly reckless. Anthony?
Yeah, my main point was we're all freaking out about Thomas Duncan getting in the United States with Ebola. And then we're surprised. And I was talking about in the United States, even there's kids running away, running on the airstrips and jumping underneath the airplane wheels and traveling across the United States or even out of the country. Imagine in Liberia where it's even more lax and there's no actual FAA regulations going on over there. It's not hard to think that either, number one, the worthless CDC inspection of the patients getting on the plane is going to lead to thousands eventually of Ebola victims coming into the U.S. if something doesn't change, or just five or so could get into a wheel-bearing area of the plane and come into the United States.
Exactly, but let's say they never do, even though common sense says it will happen. Why does the government not stop it when, like the media said last week, Australia is the only country to ban visas? That's not true. England, all of them, they stopped the flights months ago. It's just the lying is so crazy.
But Obama cares about our civil liberties. That's why the nurse can't be in quarantine who came back from directly hand-to-hand treating Ebola patients.
That's why he signed an executive order to lock anybody who's sick up forever, basically,
with respiratory
3 months ago.
But you notice how they're campaigning at the super, super left website saying that the nurse is being held against her will. Obama is helping her because it's inhumane and it's against her civil liberties.
Yeah, once it really starts spreading, then they're going to use it to totally take over.
Oh, of course.
And say, okay, you want tyranny? Here it is. No, we wanted you to shut it down when it was small and a few dozen people. They'll do it when it's millions, I'm telling you.
That is the question. Why are they not shutting it down now? That is it.
It's like somebody lights a fire. Some 3-year-old gets a lighter, lights a fire in your front yard. You see the few little flames there. It's high wind. It could start a forest fire, and you don't put it out. And I'm like, hey, why aren't you putting a little fire out? Well, now the fire's burning the whole yard. I'm going, you bring medical workers in with it, it's going to spread in Spain and the U.S. It's happened. Hey, now it's like two blocks is burning. They got fire trucks everywhere. They won't put it out. Now it's the whole neighborhood's on fire. And I'm going, you better put this out. And they're like, shut up, racist.
And you can't tell any of your neighbors to evacuate either. Absolutely not. That's the whole thing. It's not incompetence. Let's just be real.
Yeah, the fix is in. As soon as this new czar got in, everything shut down.
Who says there's too many people in Africa?
We can play that clip, but I already played it last week. All right, David Knight's coming up. You're going to be with us. Go over some of the real ways they're targeting. So let's just say Ebola's not a big deal. Ebola's not a big deal. I don't say Ebola on purpose. It just keeps. I keep saying Ebola.
Freudian slip.
Ebola.
But look, let's put it like this. Here is the proof that the government doesn't care if Ebola is going to kill you, and it's not incompetence. Here's the proof. Why? There's three things they're pushing on you right now. The FDA had a possibility to ban it multiple times, and we're going to get into these three things that are killing you. They're literally making you stupid. They're ruining your fertility. And let's start right away with our favorite, sodium fluoride. This is from Ricola summarizing some of the latest studies. We're going to reference them. It's the title, Fluoride May Be Your Next Contraceptive. We're talking about birth control level contraceptives. It says, in the U.S., where about two-thirds of drinking water supplies are fluoridated with sodium fluoride, men may be putting their fertility at risk with every sip of water from the tap. Research has long linked fluoride in drinking water with sperm damage and other threats to reproductive health, although many Americans remain completely in the dark about the association. And then the study goes on to talk about how drinking sodium fluoride tap water may be toxic to sperm. And then you say, well, you know, that study, blah, blah. Okay, how about this? Major Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride also lowers IQ, and this is in coordination with the National Cancer Society Institute that found that it created a tumor growth rate of 25%. But this Harvard study, it's actually directly from Harvard University, where they state, quote, our results support the possibility of adverse effects of fluoride exposure on children's neurodevelopment. And let's be clear, we're not getting into old fluoride news for those of you who know this. This is showing you that this is a government that will put fluoride in your tap water knowing it's killing you, knowing you it's making you infertile. They don't care about Ebola. You can die of Ebola all day long.
Scheer, that won the Pulitzer Prize for Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, it's in his book about him putting fluoride in the camp to make them submit. And he got that from Stalin. It's on record that it's roach poison.
Yeah. The 20th edition of the prominent journal Environmental Health Perspectives, here's the key part, a federal government medical journal stemming from the United States National Cancer Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. They found that, quote, this is a quote, the children in high fluoride areas had significantly lower IQ than those who lived in low fluoride
areas. 10 points.
Yes. Federal government medical journal.
That's the difference between your kid being a genius or just smart or being smart and being a moron.
And it's making you infertile. And then look at this.
That's the real reason they put it in. Yeah.
FDA, this is an article I wrote back in 2012. Common food items could contain 180 times more fluoride than tap water.
And that's on record that like powdered eggs and stuff, 300 times tap water.
Yep, it's the pesticides. And it's sodium aluminum fluoride, sodium fluoride derivatives, that they are effective at killing bugs. It's also very sticky, so when they spray it, it's more likely to stick on.
In fact, you could pull up the Wall Street Journal 2 years ago. The FDA, to its credit, because there's good people in there, said we need to phase out in the next 5 years fluoride as a pesticide. It bioaccumulates in the food.
And the United States, yeah, you're right. The government admitted after that federal journal published the results of lowering IQ, they started saying, yeah, we need to phase it out. But it's still a conspiracy theory, so it's okay. And then you're talking about the Wall Street Journal. Here's a piece from Forbes, and we have one from the Wall Street Journal on BPA, saying that the FDA rejects BPA ban, which happened, I guess, about a few months ago. And what happened was all this research is over 180 studies that directly relate BPA to breast cancer. And that was 2013, so it's probably more now. But Susan G. Komen would rather sell Kentucky Fried Chicken pink buckets to raise money than actually look at the BPA issue. And the FDA looked.
Well, that's because that charity's linked to abortion, the whole depopulation mill.
But look at this. The FDA says, quote, there is not compelling scientific evidence to justify new restrictions on BPA. And even Forbes calls them out as being totally ludicrous. And then we have everyday news studies. It's just impossible to keep
up. Stay there. We're going to get David Knight in here with you to finish up on this. And we'll move into election coverage with David Knight, one of the hosts of InfoWars Nightly News and this radio show. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
With Anthony Gucciardi and David Knight. Unbelievable that we're already into November here on this Sunday transmission. Okay, we only got two segments left. We got to move quick. We've got a bunch of election fraud news. They've got ballot initiatives where foreigners can come here and vote. I mean, this is getting really naked. This is getting out in the open. But, Anthony, finishing up with that stack of news articles, Wall Street Journal, Fox News, CNN, admitting everything we've been telling everybody forever, that BPA and glyphosate and all of this stuff is absolutely targeting us. then why did government put it into the food chain? Anthony, finish up.
Exactly. We're talking about the trifecta of attack, the three things that I think are absolutely key that the government continues to push on us, admitted by Forbes, CNN, every single major news source, basically, and federal government journals, all killing you, making you infertile, and making you stupid. And this ties directly into the question of why are they doing this with Ebola? The government could never possibly have any ill means towards us, and they want to save us. Totally untrue.
That's why they injected black folks for 48 years secretly with syphilis. Or were they radiated soldiers to death or foster children? They wanted to help them get into little pine boxes.
And that's why they give Monsanto speedy approval for their new GMOs and Roundup. So let's talk about Monsanto for a minute. Everyone hates Monsanto, but I don't think a lot of people understand what Roundup is. So it's their herbicide. It's the number one selling herbicide in the United States.
It's estrogen.
Basically, it's so many mimickers, it's insane. It's based on glyphosate, which is patented and owned by Monsanto. And the key thing about glyphosate is it's in all of our foods. It's in all of baby's blood. It's on all of the breast milk. It's even if you're eating organic, you're still getting exposed to glyphosate.
We're swimming in it. It's in basically all water supply.
It's in the water supply. It's contaminated all the groundwater. So what does glyphosate do? Well, basically it kills bugs. And it kills weeds mainly since it's an herbicide, but it does kill bugs too. They can use it as a pesticide. But what it mainly
does, killing a bug means it's good for us.
No, of course. And it grows.
It's like BT corn grows its own pesticide that kills bugs. I mean, you eat something kills bugs. I mean,
right. And those are
get a can of Raid, drink it. I mean, that would kill you, but.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
But I mean, a conspiracy theorist.
Well, you're a conspiracy theorist, just like the federal government journal admits that fluoride lowers your IQ and it kills you and causes 25% enhanced tumor growth. But anyway.
And sevenfold increase in bone cancer in men.
And the National Cancer Institute, Dr. Dean Burke, says one part per million can actually murder you and kill you. But anyway, so let's talk about this. So glyphosate kills the beneficial bacteria in your gut. And why is this important? It does a lot of things. It causes cancer, it ruins your liver. But the most important thing to me is that it kills the beneficial gut bacteria. And this is important because, as it's been shown in live science, and I always talked about this article because it's very powerful, it talks about the role of gut bacteria and what that means. Your gut is directly linked to your head. Your brain and your gut are symbiotic. They actually feed off each other. Here's from Live Science. This is May 22nd, 2011, so we've known this for a long time, since actually like 50 years.
Another conspiracy theory.
Another conspiracy
theory. Your gut feeds you and is connected to your brain.
And keep in mind, Live Science is basically just a news website that types up the latest studies. So anyway, says the role of gut bacteria in the body may extend beyond the stomach and intestines all the way to the brain. A new study in mice suggests we've done it for like 50 years. The results show disrupting the normal gut flora, probiotic bacteria in the gut, of mice leads to changes in the animals' behavior, making them less timid, more adventurous, as well as leading to changes in their brain chemistry. So overall, it actually makes them insane. And it's been linked to schizophrenia.
Well, that's like in the study they covered the feds paid for. A little bit of Prozac in the water makes shrimp suicidal. They'll swim right up to a big fish.
Yeah, well, look at this. It says it's been associated with gastrointestinal disorders and gut flora disorders being associated with adverse behavior, including depression and anxiety.
Why are you racist against killing certain gut flora?
Well, I'm racist against Monsanto causing suicides, and about one farmer every 30 minutes in India kills themselves because of Monsanto as well. But specifically, this means that when you're eating this glyphosate and you're eating other things and drinking alcohol and all that stuff, you're killing your gut flora, right? And alcohol overall, if you're drinking sometimes, wouldn't be that bad, except you're drinking basically glyphosate every single day.
Hold on. Back up that statement, because it's well known that they planted the cotton and then it messed them up, and so the farmers are saying that. Monsanto never did anything wrong with Agent Orange. Or dioxin, and I think they're great people.
You're right. They paid $90 million in a settlement to a small town just because they wanted to be good people, not because they had harsh mutations that created like four-legged monster babies and everything like that. Everything was fine in Nitro.
That's right.
Everything was good.
I think all I'm going to eat is fast food owned by Monsanto. They own the largest fast food chain.
You know, the U.S. government agrees with you, and it brings me up to this Guardian article that's really powerful from WikiLeaks, some information from cables. Called WikiLeaks, U.S. targets EU over GM crops. And by the way, it's total whitewash. What actually happened was some of the diplomats in Spain and other areas from the United States said that if you don't keep selling Monsanto's biotech crops, we're going to have trade wars with you. We're going to put sanctions on you and destroy your economy if you don't sell Monsanto's crops. Gee, that's interesting. The government loves you, and they know that it's making you insane and causing schizophrenia and causing anxiety, depression, and suicide just eating some of their stuff, and the GMOs are dismantling your very genetic code. But if other countries refuse to sell it, the United States is going to put trade sanctions and issue trade wars against countries that...
And it's admitted that a lot of these BT corns and other things are changing our genetics. It's leaking into it. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with diabetes up 3,000% or cancer up in children 10,000%? Pediatric cancer is trendy.
No, it's really cool. It's ripping holes in your gut. That's irritable bowel syndrome. It's destroying your colon.
German studies killing honeybees that eat the pollen of the corn. What's wrong with that?
And then you take it.
Why are you racist against killing honeybees?
Yeah, exactly. Why are you racist against causing schizophrenia?
Well, good job. We cover it all at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, StoryLeak.com, and we're fighting back with things like Survival Shield X2, Nace, and iodine. They want to put fluoride in. The good halogen is iodine that blocks it. InfowarsLife.com, the lung shield. The colloidal silver bullet, InfowarsLife.com. Anthony, you'll be covering this more on InfoWars Nightly News on the show. We're going to break in a few minutes. I want to come back with election fraud in the final segment with David Knight, who's here as we get ready to focus. Next Tuesday night, we're going to broadcast for like 10 hours at InfoWars.com, separate from the radio show, with election coverage. David Knight will be there quarterbacking that with myself and others, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, John Baum, and Don Salazar and Hit Daniels and Kurt Nemo and so many others I haven't mentioned here. But briefly, as we go to break, though, I know you're an engineer by training, a scientist. What is your take, David Knight, seeing all those articles about the glyphosates, the fluoride, and everything else? Are you a closed-minded conspiracy theorist? Prove you're good. Eat a teaspoon of fluoride and die to prove that you want to die for the government.
Well, you know, Alex, what I tell people, even before I get into the argument about what's good for you, what's bad for you, if fluoride is good for you, anything, why would you mass medicate the public by dumping it into the water supply? Everyone knows from just common sense that if you don't give the same dosage to a child, to a baby, that you do to an adult. It varies. And you can't control that when you dump it into the water supply. So if they're going to take anything and just dump it into the water, they can't control the dosage that anybody gets. And anything you take and the wrong dosage can be toxic. So certainly we know from this research that there's a lot of issues with fluoride, with glyphosate, with all these other things. You know, I try to filter it out as much as possible in my water, but, you know, when you're traveling, it's very difficult to do that. And so, you know, you're going to get fluoride in your water, but why would you pay to have it dumped into your water?
Well, that's another scam, is that the city of Austin pays millions a year.
Yeah.
And it's not even sodium fluoride that you do need some of.
Right.
It is the electrified hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Calcium fluoride, you need some of, yeah.
Yeah.
You know why they're doing it is because...
That's right. It's calcium fluoride, not sodium fluoride, Anthony. Thank you. The point is that they're dumping electrified, deadly stuff in with hundreds of other chemicals. You know, most of our fluoride comes from China, and it's over 300 chemicals. It's lead, mercury, arsenic. It's a huge joke. They dump toxic waste in the water.
They would have to pay a lot of money to dispose of this toxic waste. This started back with the aluminum companies. It picked up speed with the nuclear industry. They had these toxic waste byproducts from what they were doing in their industrial processes. Instead of disposing it safely, what they did was they convinced everybody that they needed it for their health and then had us pay to have it dumped into our water.
That's it. And how dare you have history, common sense, analysis. I want to apologize to the listeners. Drink extra fluoride. Drink the hydrofluorosilicic acid, totally deadly, many times more deadly in the studies than just regular sodium fluoride. This the government loves you. Take all the shots, eat GMO, submit to them. There, that's some fairness in broadcasting there.
When I was in Bilderberg, I actually had a guy come over, talk to me privately and say, you know, I follow you guys all the time. I try to tell my friends here about you. And he goes, this one guy, he would not believe that you guys were legit. He said, nobody would dump fluoride into the water. They don't do it there. He couldn't believe that a government would do that. So because we talk about that, we're absolutely crazy. And he wouldn't listen to the fact that they put fluoride in the water here. He thought it was such an absurd idea.
That's right. We sent you over to Copenhagen to cover that. You did a great job with your wife. We'll be right back with David Knight on all the election news. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com, extreme.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy,
during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. Broadcasting worldwide.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Rising up to the challenge of our day. With a big steaming cup of fluoride, roach poison. I apologize for what we said earlier. The government loves you. Do whatever they say. And don't listen to InfoWars.com. Don't listen to David Knight right now about the open borders, the illegals all being told they can vote everywhere. The Attorney General suing Texas, who just wants you to have some form of ID. Do what the government says. They care. Everything's fine. That's why Congress has a 7% approval rating. I think that's wrong. I think those are traitors that don't love Congress. And I think we should worship any government out there. Romans 13, Kim Jong-un should be our president. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. David Knight, in the last 10 minutes, you have the floor. Get into this cornucopia of election fraud news we're already seeing as the Democrats pull out all the stops. Well, I'm nonpartisan. I'm just reporting the facts on that front.
We know, Alex, on issue after issue after issue, we see that it comes back to open borders. Now, Obama said that he wanted to remake our country, to fundamentally transform it. That's the way he's really doing it. You know, back when Clinton was running, they said it's the economy stupid. Well, it's the border stupid. We see it on issue after issue, whether it's Ebola and we can't control our borders with that, whether it's crime. And also now we see with voting, it's going to affect the economy as well. It's that Cloward and Piven effect that's going to be down the road. People aren't feeling that immediately. But right now they can see what's happening, the effect of open borders with Ebola, with crime, and now with voting. But they're fine with that. Remember, it was just last week that Obama said he's telling people, hey, I'm from Chicago. We vote often or whatever. Vote early, vote often, whatever. I mean, Chicago is famous for the corruption. Even going back to the Nixon JFK election, that was very, very prominent in that election. But they've always had a reputation for corruption. Now we've got the Illinois legislature, and there's a measure before the voters on the ballot in Illinois. This has already passed both houses of the Illinois legislature.
Yeah, this isn't just some quack deal. I mean, this could pass.
Right. This is coming from the legislators wanting this to be affirmed by the voters. It passed the House 109-5. It passed the Senate unanimously. And this is what they're saying.
This is treason.
Yes, this is what they're saying. And when they put this up for the election, the state representatives, the state senators were saying, this is about voter ID. We want to kill voter ID. This is what this is about. But listen to how they unpack it. They say no person will be denied the right to register or vote based on, and they'll have a whole list of things. Here's some of the ones: ethnicity, status as a member of a language minority, or national origin. I mean, why would we?
Unbelievable. It's saying we'll let foreigners vote, or people that are here illegally, or folks that aren't citizens. That is
right.
Treason.
That's essentially.
My God, I mean, if they can do that, they can bring in 10 million people, 20 million, and then break any deadlock vote, take our guns, you name it. That's their plan.
Absolutely. If you want to destroy the country, a country is defined by its borders. If you don't have any borders, you can bring in any voting bloc from any other country and fundamentally transform.
And give them free welfare, pay them off to vote for you.
Exactly.
This is how they're using our system to bring us down. This is outrageous. I mean, I can't believe they're this big of traitors in the Democratic Party and that people like Boehner are protecting them. It's these neocon fake conservatives that are just the scum of the earth.
There's been a fight this entire year just to get voter ID. And, of course, we're told that it's racist if you act for voter ID. Where do you not have to show any kind of a photo ID? You have to show it if you're cashing a check. Every interaction you have.
And this is to show that you registered and that this is where you live.
Exactly.
And of course, I mean, it's ridiculous. And Texas allows 8 forms. You could use anything you want. One of 8.
North Carolina, where I was, they didn't even require any ID, not even non-photo.
And that's why La Raza, which means the race, and in my view is the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan organization, funded by big corporations that want to break the country up and take it over. They published voter guides this week on where to vote when there's no ID.
Absolutely. On the Washington Post, they had it. I tabulated this by percentage. You know, you really, it's only 14% of the states where you have a photo ID is required to vote. Only 14%. And 39%, there's absolutely no identification whatsoever. The rest of them, you can have an ID, but no photo, or they might request an ID, but you don't have to necessarily provide it. So you can just basically walk in North Carolina, you've been able to walk in, give them a name and an address, and they let you vote. You don't have to be that person. And with extended
over and over again.
Exactly. With extended voting periods, people can, as they say, vote early, vote often.
And remember Obama saying to all his people, now, listen, I don't want you to cheat, but you can vote over and over again. That was a very creepy statement.
Just this last week, there was a group called the Virginia Voter Alliance. They filed a lawsuit because they found that in just one county, in Frederick County, they found that there were thousands of people who were getting out of jury duty. And, they pulled the jury duty roster from the voters' registration list. So there was all these people that were on the voter registration list who had been voting. They called them up for jury duty, and they said, I'm not a citizen. And it's like, well, what are you doing on the voter registration list? And that's thousands of people in just one Virginia county.
And that's the other issue. Is they're above the law with DWIs? They're above the law with crime? The counties and cities, the feds won't take them. They're releasing felons, rapists. This is happening. I'm even amazed at how criminal the Democrats are, because I've never been partisan, but I got to say, the Democrats are crazy.
Yes.
I mean, all over the country, they will target a sheriff, even if they're Democrat, if they call the feds on a rapist who's an illegal. So they finally, the feds never come. So the sheriff releases a rapist. They go right back out and kill a little girl. That's a real case.
Yeah.
Or kill two cops like last week. I mean, it's just crazy that the establishment is this nuts.
I was just at a meeting a week and a half ago where the La Raza people were coming after the sheriff here in Travis County, a black Democrat, and they were angry with him. Why? Because he is following the secure communities guidelines, which were set up under Bush, also continued on through Obama. But Obama's pushing back on this. Under secure communities, whenever they arrest somebody for committing a crime and they believe that they're illegal aliens, they're supposed to give their information to ICE.
That's just standard. I mean, that's not...
Exactly.
It's like if I got arrested for a supposed crime, they would say, you know, U.S. citizen, Texas resident. I mean, they just put your info in.
So you don't have any information.
But if you do that, La Raza goes crazy.
And they were going crazy.
It's a bunch of spoiled illegal aliens on corporate mammary glands just running everything.
This guy is trying to explain to them, here he is, he's a black Democrat, he's trying to explain to them, I'm trying to do my job to get criminals out of the community. And it's like, you're sending back people because they're here, you know, they're undocumented. They don't like to...
Yeah, I mean, you know, all they did was rape somebody or rob a bank, and now you want to send them back. What's your problem?
It's absolutely...
That's what I mean. They're so entitled and over the top. It's like you're only a citizen now if you're an illegal. They've got all the rights.
They have more rights. We've had two situations in my family. Both I and my son were hit by illegal aliens. Okay? They basically...
That's right. You missed work. You keep getting rammed into.
Yeah. They get both times. Hit us from the back. Okay? The cops get there and basically say, you know, calm down. He can go. You know, no problem. They don't get a ticket. Now, if
because the cops have told me, cops have said, because the judges say, hey, they're above the law.
Yes.
Absolutely. I had a Travis County prosecutor here a few years ago came to visit me. In fact, I'm not going to say any names, but they said, no, we're ordered to let them go. We're sick of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the situation I was in, I was stopped at a light, and a guy's in a large truck. And when the light turned green, he just started driving over my car. My son was driving along 30 miles an hour, gets hit broad daylight by somebody, rear-ended by a guy. He was still going 30 miles an hour, and the guy rear-ended.
Your son should have laid out on the road, had him run over him to prove he wasn't racist.
It's absolutely...
Well, they're trying to collapse a failed third-world country and a third-world failed continent into the U.S.
Yeah.
as a political weapon, because the Democrats can just hand out all the money all day. The Republicans want cheap laborers, and the Republican leadership is trying to kill the Tea Party. I mean, this is total treason.
This should be a wake-up call for everybody. If they're going to say that that's the one thing that you don't need any identification for, you know that it's fraudulent. If the state, the only
they're catching them in every city.
Yeah.
They're catching them in every county, in every state. Illegals just know how to work the system, and they're just wandering around doing whatever they want.
You know, this voter ID thing is going to have legs even after the election. Of course, a lot of stuff is being hidden from us until after the election.
We can't Ebola, you name it.
Yeah, we can't know what the Obamacare rate increases are going to be until after the election. And, of course, in many of these places where they have had court battles and they're going back and forth, in North Carolina, the Republicans tried to get voter ID put on the ballot. Then it got challenged. It got taken off. Then on appeal, it got put back on. Same thing here in Texas. So this is going to go back and forth, back and forth. It could have an effect on the election. After the
election. Oh, I agree. This is the North American Union. This is global governance.
Yes.
This is what they've done in Europe.
Yes.
This is absolute treason. It's a welfare state that can bring in groups that'll be compliant, client voters. Nothing against these people, but man, the arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
Of Austin cops have told me, it's been all over the news worldwide, not just here, the illegals are above the law because they incentivize them. Banks give them bank accounts with no ID. Or they can have all the fake IDs they want. The guy that killed the two cops in California last week had multiple IDs.
Yeah.
He'd been arrested over and over again.
He'd been sent out over and over again.
Been deported.
Exactly, under the secure communities. But, you know, Alex, it is something that is above Obama. It is much broader than, as you mentioned, this is the North American Union.
You're right. A repudiation of Obama is only a repudiation of their front.
That's
David
right.
Knight, you'll be covering this all in detail tomorrow with me on the syndicated weekday radio show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we've got extended coverage in InfoWars Nightly News for like 10 hours election night. InfoWars.com for links, the free feeds, everything. Be safe, folks. God bless you all. Until next time.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.